Cheskas on page Chof. Cheskas Drosho L'Rav. Here's the Shail. Hashar Ephraim. Nishal was asked the following question. Lagabe Maisa Shehoye Be'ir Ubin Shtot. Anyone know what that is?
Yeah.
Ubin Shtot? You heard of it? There was an old, from time immemorial, there was a takana shetikna hagoin or shraga faivish mirushalayim. What was the takana? Shabbashabbas nacham or ubashabbas chanukah, lo yidroish bebeis haknesses hagodl beir harav shelo ir, that in the big beis haknesses, the rabbi should not give a drasha. But instead, who should give the drasha? Elo harav hachashub shabbachevas bikur choylem. There was a chevra biker cholim or chevra of the halboshas arumim. It was called the chevras biker cholim the halboshas arumim. A chevra to visit the sick and to dress the naked. That was what they were called. So there was a person in charge. There was a rabbi in charge of this, the board of rabbis. The head of the board of rabbis would be invited to come to the main shul in this city on Shabbos Nachmu and Shabbos Chanukah twice a year and basically make an appeal. And darshan. That was the takana. The regular rabbi would not speak. V'dorish b'shabbos b'sheva hachavuros. And the head rabbi would speak about the good hard work of the group of the chavura that would work hard to feed, to visit the sick and take care of the poor. Uliachar mikan tormin kolatzibor lachzoka sachevros kadeshos halalu, and then they would conduct an appeal. Okay, so this was a takana twice a year. The rabbi would not speak. They would invite a representative of the chevra biku cholim halbosha salumim, and they would speak and they would make the drash. What was the shaila? The shaila was v'gaza b'gzeres. They now this was such a takana. They made a gzeres called nochash. I don't know what that stands for. Anyone know that the nochash is a snake? What does that stand for? It's standing over here. Uvechol haklolos. What? The Gaza begzeras. I don't know what this. I have to go look at the Tavis book. Uvechol haklolos hakesuvos batoira. Okay, a nidui cherem and shamta. Nidui cherem and shamta. Okay, excommunication. Three different terms of excommunication. Nidui cherem and shamta. Uvechol haklolos. Every klal in the Torah, haksuvos batoira, uvecherem shelo yimona ish meharav es hachever lidrosh. No one should dare prevent the rabbi from speaking. In other words, that this must be done. The appeal must be conducted, and no one should interfere with this appeal. Now, what's the shaila? The shaila is that the chevra is defunct. It's over. They no longer exist. So now they want to bring back the rabbi. Because the chevra bikur cholim has gone out of business. There are new organizations that have taken over. The government took over the service. They were bought out. So now there's no reason why they should continue this shamta. They should allow now anyone that wants to dash. In this particular situation, it was a simcha. Uche'es bikshu hagaboyim shel hachevra meravu ir lidroish v'beis hakneses hagadol. Now the gaboyim wanted the chevra from the rav. They want the gaboyim shel hachevra meravu ir. They want the rabbi to speak. They don't want to bring in the special guests. V'beis hakneses hagadol u'me'eze chos and lidroish v'beis hakneses hakatan. And it was also that particular week there was a simcha. There was an ofruf and they wanted the chosan to darish in the small beis hakneses. V'yod bikshu me'eze chosan she'ena me'achevra ach oviv avi kalosai me'achevra lidrash b'su'udah sh'oitz, and they wanted to have other guest speakers in this particular Shabbos. It was Shabbos Nachamu, it was Shabbos Chanukah, and the regular chevra was no longer the rabbis that would traditionally speak on behalf of this organization no longer existed. The organization was no longer functioning, and now they wanted to go and allow the rabbi to speak and allow other special guests to speak on the Shabbos. The Hinei, kamu me'arerim misoich hachevra she'iru aloysim hachassanim shudoshim Shabbos v'beis hakneses hakotan v'vutsudu s'shoyu negad kona. People complained. People said that, don't you know, from time immemorial, we have a tradition. The tradition is that on this Shabbos, we make an appeal for the poor people. And therefore, no one has a right to speak on this Shabbos, anyone other than the people that were meant to speak originally. V'chashashoma ravu ir sheyesh me'arerim, amalochem shuhu moichal al kvaydoi. The Einar writes a lidrash with a knesset a gadol lekanis tchshash shel cherem shel ha mahar shaf. That was the original Rav Shraga Feivish. That was the lekan. Elo shemarim amru lo shein lochem minias shravu ir yidrash with a knesset a gadol. They have no complaint. Shayoyim ein rav lechevra. No, the other people said no. There's no problem. It doesn't exist anymore. V'chavar kamashanim shura.
The Rav was there, but not the Rav.
The Rav fine. V'chavar kamashanim the same idea. So the point of the here is what to do. They no longer exist. This whole chavra. So is the takana still in effect? Is the takana still in effect because the organization already no longer exists? No one's Okay, so that basically is what's going on. So the point of view, the main point he wants to make is from the Gemara's daf is once we have a takana neder that's partially bottled is a bottle entire. Let's see. Because of Ashar Ephraim, Sheyesh Mokim Lama, Shesiba Satakoni, Hirak Bimne Shahoyu Asher Rotsu Lefkoya Bechvot HaChevra. The reason why they made the takana was because there were people that wanted to prevent, did not want these people to speak. Aval kasher hagaboyim roitzim limchol, yecholim limchol. The gaboyim always had the right to be moichal. The people who were in charge of this group of the biker cholim group. The reason why the takana was made originally was in order not to insult them, in order to give them an opportunity to speak and to make an appeal. But if these people who are in control of the chevra are moichel on their kavod, then there's no reason for the takana. Ela shedoch hashar frimes taina hazos lefi shel takana yesh din shel neder v'cherem. Even though the gaboyim of this organization are moichel, they forgive. It's not for them to be moichel. Once they made a curse, a shamta, a cherem, a nidu, it's not for them to forgive. V'chayim v'chayiv lekayim haneder af al pi shesibas haneder v'hacherem ein kayemes. They still must be true to the neder, even though it's no longer in effect. Ella, so why then should we allow them to speak? Why then should it be bottle? El the Sharfaim says, Sheyesh Lodun, or in Bodla Hatakona Al Yidei Shadora Shrav, or here Beshabbos Chanukah Beshnas Tov Chav Zayin. Since already there were breach was made, this is a very fascinating thing. The cause of Shemitzad Ma Shadora Shrav Beshonim Elu Ein Raya. The fact that the Darshan in his previous years is not a Raya, Shrei Ein Rav Lechevra. Ba'ofen kezeh, bevadei ein takana. Ella, so there's no takana. Ella shemikoyach ma shedora sharab b'nechochos rav achever. The fact that he dashed in the presence of the rav achever muchach shebitlu es hatakana sharei chazoka shlohoi harav over al acherim. There's a chazaka that the rav would not be over on him. So El Sheyesh Lodon Ulai Batlu Es Mixas Hatakana Kegoyin Shenitnu Rishus Rak LeShabbos Zo Oy Shebidlu Hatakana Rak BeBeis HaKnesses HaGadol. So here he's saying is the fact is that years ago and this year Tov Chof Zayin, okay, which was about 300 years ago.
Yeah.
300 years ago. The fact was that the chevra was still was there, and they allowed the rabbi to speak, the regular rabbi to speak. So the question was: there's no. He wants to say is that since already part of the takana, obviously we have a record that they were mevatel at least part of the original gezerah, because he spoke the gezerah. The original chevra was in all of the bate kinyasios. Here in this event, in this story, in this year, the rabbi spoke in the main shul. So do we say, since the fact that the takana was bottled in the main shul, part of the takana was batal. So once part is batal, everything is batal, which means even in the other shuls, in the smaller shuls in the community, it's also batal. Do we say that once we have proof, since already we have a record, that part of the original takana has been annulled, has been batal, that automatically allows us to say that the entire takana is batal? Or do we say no? Just because we find in one area it was batal, that's not an indication that the entire takana is batal. The Docha, he disagrees. She'ev shalom akein lefishim shemavur besugin. Here's the sugin of the Gemara, how it comes to the Gemara. She neder shechutar miktsasai chutar kulai. But vim chutar miktsas haneder, chutar kol haneder. Ella shekosav, even though the Gemara indeed says that if you have a neder and part of the neder has been annulled, if you go to the rabbi and they're asking, telling you a certain aspect of the neder automatically caused the entire neder to become batal, but the Gemara does say there are limitations. Ella shekosav shelachoyer kosav harishonim shatzibur yochel batal chelik matakana. The tzibur, that may be true when it comes to a private individual, but when it comes to a tzibur and you're dealing with a takana does not have the same status as a neder, and a tzibur does have the power to be mevatel one prat. It's like in government, the line veto. When you pass a bill, does the president have a right to align veto only certain parts?
Line item veto.
Or it's all or nothing. So this idea of a line item veto is what he's saying that we shine into. When it comes to a neder, a regular of an individual, we apply the principle, it's all or nothing. Once you find the Pesach Harata, and the Chacham is matter miksas haneder, the entire neder unravels. But when you're dealing with a takana for a tzibur, and the tzibur on their own decides to be mevatel the takana, they have the power only to be mevatel certain aspects of the takana, and the rest of the takana remains in effect. Amdam hachich sham shadas harashva she'af al pi shayim yichol lakar atakana miyam mahala ulakar chelik mehaneder lezman. The Rashba disagrees. Rashba holds the same principle applies when it comes to a takana for the tzibur. The ayin shulchan aruch, the omnam harivosh kasas shebichermi tzibur yichol lakar rak chelik mehaneder. The atamu shafilu hiskimu kol tzibur lakar takana einam oikrim nehaneder l'mafreya the nagel l'mafreya u'mish over al takana tzorach chapara ela shemikan l'haba ein takana u'lechem doime lebal lemegis guys only mikanul haba. So he won't say it's totally zebed said that when you're going l'mafreya, if you're going to be oiker something l'mafreya from retroactively, then once you mevatel part, you mevatel everything. But when you mevatel mikanu laban, going towards the future, then you only can mevatel one prat, one aspect. Ela shekasav ashar afrayim sheladina. The bottom line is me'achav hu cherim v'safik charam lahachmir v'yem kem mevadet tzach l'chloch shuladash harashba, that you only can mevatel part and not everything. Mevadei iloy bitul hatakana. So he wants to assume that since the rabbi, the main rabbi spoke, and they did not invite a guest from the chevra of the Bikur Cholim, shechazaka ala chevra kadisha shelo yotza tachas yodam davar sheinim sukun uvehechruch shebitlu es hatakana, they were battled the entire takana. Alright, so the gist of the thing over here is, we have over here this story, we have what happened on the page? Chof Aleph. Okay. So the bottom line is, what's the gist over here? The basic idea is we have over here a principle that the Gemara talks about, that a neder, a vow that is made by an individual. And you go to a chacham, and you won't go tell the chacham, you want to be mevatel one prat. My vow includes five parts, and I want to be mevatel one single prat of my vow. So the Gemara makes it clear: a neder shechutar miktsasai chutar Kuloi. The entire thing is bottle. And we paskin like this, that's completely bottle. So the question though is, what about when it comes to a gezerah, a cherem that's made by a tzibur? A cherem that's made by a tzibur falls in the same category as a neder, as a vow. And now when the tzibur decides to be mevatel part of it, this is the big dilemma. Do we say that it's fully the same exact rules that apply to an individual apply to a tzibur? When the mevatel part, automatically all the parts fall apart? Or do we say no? Just because they were mevatel one part does not necessarily mean they were mevatel everything. And that was the issue. And he wants to tie this into the question of when you mevatel a neder, is a mikanul haba uzi lemafreya. If you go lemafreya, then that's when we apply the rule of neder shudem miktsasa hutar kulay. But if we go mikanul haba, then it's like a line item veto, only one certain prat. So when it comes to the tzibor, is a mikanul haba uzi lemafreya. So you want to say it's only mikanul haba. And then theoretically, only part would become bottle. And this particular shiloh, where they had an cherem, and now they had a question. If only part was bottled, everything was bottled, he must go. He wants to say that the matzah had there had to be for whatever reason, that they were mevatel the entire thing, and that's why it was mutter with them, they kind of allowed to do whatever they wanted. Okay, let's go to the next side. Next time is a little bit easier. This is very interesting. Pei Zayin, next one, Hayakim Bachachifer, Viakach Mishla Halakama. So this is pure lumdus. Pasak Beshulchan Aruch, Sheim Hekim Viakachachifer. If a person, a husband is Mekayim, the vow of his wife, and v'yachar kachefer, and then he is mevatelit.
He's made for the neder.
V'yachar kach nishal al hakama, and then he's nishal on the hakama.
Because normally the hafara wouldn't work. Once he's making it, it's too late. Right.
So he's making the neder. The wife says, I'm not going to eat something. And he says, so be it. And then he says, I'm mefer, I changed my mind. So the hafar is nonsense. It's too late, too little, too late. But then he goes to the chacham, and he tells the chacham, I have charata on the hakama. So now when you have charata on the hakama, do we say automatically, l'mafreya, the hafara is triggered? Once I undo the hakama, so automatically the hafara, or do we say no? Do we say the hakama, you have to be made for it again? Time has passed, it's too late. Ein tzarech hafara chadasha. Ubir hashach, she'atam ubibnei, she'chocham oiker hasaneder me'ikaroi, achocham is oiker me'ikaroi, u'misbarer l'mafreya she'bishas hafara, lohoi se'hakama. So once the chacham undoes the
hakama,
so there was never lohoisa hakama. Umoyel hafar rishon, so the first hafar automatically works. So in other words, the yisod is that when you go to a chacham and you tell the chacham, I made a big mistake, I have charata that I made this neder, the chacham is oiker your neder limafreya retroactively. That's the rule of being. That's the rule of being vatal neder, being a mater neder. The chacham is oiker the neder limafreya, like it never ever happened. And in this instance, the nafkamina is if the husband first was mekim and then was mefer, and then he goes to the chacham and he tells the chacham I have charata that I was mekim. So when the chacham undoes the hakama, it's like it never happened originally, and that would get it out of the way. Since afterwards, at that point in time, you did do a hafara, automatically the hafara is activated. Now he's going to come along and say now a very big chiddush, and he's going to say that that's not always true. That it's true, but it's not true. Now here's where he goes. Hinei b'chidushei hagoyin Rav Shimon Shkop. Yisat, he establishes the following principle. Shekol ma sha'oimim shechochem oikir asnedel l'mafreya. This that we say this rule, that a chochem is oikir asnedel l'mafreya, hainu mikanu l'haba, donim ki'ilu neka l'mafreya. It's only l'mafreya, mikanu l'haba. What does that mean exactly? It's a very bizarre, right? It's only l'mafreya mikanu l'haba. Let's see. U'misyachasim l'neder ki'ilu me'oilim lohaya. But ach b'yemes, but you really still can't undo the past. What do we mean? Ach b'yemes l'fnei ha'hatara hoya ha'neder kayim. Now he proves this as follows. So here he explains. This adds clarification. V'chiyach kein sh'l'choyret tzorchiyin eich malkim nozir sh'shosayayin. Let's look at a nazir. A nazir is a person who has made a vow. Every nazir is in the category of an individual who has made a vow. I am not going to drink wine. I'm not going to contaminate to the dead. I'm not going to cut my hair. And then he drinks wine. So what is the halacha? He gets malchus. Why should he get malchus? The nazir can go to a chacham at any point in time that he wants in his life and say to the chacham, I have charata that I became a nazir. The chacham will say, okay, I'm going to annul your vow of nazirus. You were never a nazir. If you were never a nazir, there was no prohibition to drink wine. So why then? So it turns out that when Bezdin gave him malchus, they gave him malchus for no reason. The only reason why you can give a nazir malchus is if he did an avera. But since he always has the power at any point in time in his lifetime to go to the chacham and be shoyel on his nazir, so it turns out that he was not a nazir l'mafreya. Let's say he does do it. Let's say he drinks wine. He drinks wine.
Give him malchus.
And then a year later, he goes to the chacham and he tells him, "Had I known, I would never have become a nazir." What? So what? But since we have a principle that when you go to a chacham, the chacham is oiker the neder l'mafreya. As if you never. So that means he never was a nazir. So when he what?
He can undo it.
Exactly. So Bezdin. So therefore Bezdin. That's exactly the point. So Bezdin should never be allowed to give a person malchus. Bezdin should never be allowed to give a person malchus because a person always has the option of going to a chacham, and the lomdus is that the chacham is going to undo the neder l'mafreya retroactively, so he's never really a nazir. So we never really know when a person comes in front of us who has drinking, who claims he's a nazir and has consumed wine, we can never give him malchus because we have to take into consideration that he will one day undo the fact retroactively that he was a nazir.
So he can never be punished for violating a neder.
Exactly.
Because it would be undone.
It can be undone. What?
At least not by Bezdin.
Bezdin cannot give a person malchus because Bezdin has to take into consideration the possibility that sometime in the future he will go to a chacham, undo the nazirus. He was never a nazir l'mafreya, so he didn't do anything wrong. So therefore, hare shema yishal al nazirasai. Maybe he'll be shol on this nazirus, and then v'nimsa shaloi chato. He did not do an avera. Ulefi yisayid zem yushef in nadifus. So what's in the answer? The answer is obviously that when a person goes to a chacham and he tells the chacham that I have charot, that I was a nazir, the chacham undoes the nazirus l'mafreya, like it never happened. Only mikan from here on in forward.
Only as it applies to the future.
Now, so then you'll ask the question. So what then? What then does it mean? What nafkamina is there in l'mafreya? So that we have to see. Explains. Ulefi yisoides according to this principle miyoshev heitiv sharei b'shosh shosayayin. When this individual drank wine, bivadai ovar avera. He certainly did the avera. And even if in the future he will go to the Chacham Agam in Yishal, even if he will go to the Chacham Yishalam with his Ziris, Harei Kvar Ovar Alisser, there's no way we can undo the Avera. Ella, the only thing is, Shem Yinirtse Lehanishai, if we want to punish him, Leachar Shenishal Al Nizirus, so Iefsha, Mishum Shedonin Kiilu Loi Ovar, at that moment in time. So that's the nafkamina. In other words, let's say Bezdin did not yet get around to giving him malchus. Okay, here's we have the nafkamina l'mafreya, now l'mafreya. The nazir, he's a nazir, he drinks wine. And now Bezdin says, okay, you drank wine. Come here, little boy. We have to do something to you. We have to whip you. So, no. I'm not getting malchus today. He runs to the chacham and he goes to the chacham and tells the chacham, I have charata, I'm a nazir. I have charata and I was mekabel nazirus. Oh, you have charata? Whatever, you have a reason why? Okay, we're being oiker the nazirus l'mafreya. So here's the nafkamina. If you hold that the chacham is oiker mikanu l'haba, so he has to get malchus.
No.
Mikanu l'haba.
No. He wouldn't get malchus. The only time it is to, if they gave him malchus already, they were right in giving him malchus before he was matan neder.
No, but it's a bigger chiddush. Let's
He's matan neder. That's what he says. He can't give him malchus anymore.
Why can't you give him malchus?
We're trying to give him malchus.
The only mikanu lahaba l'mafreya. Here's where Rav Shimon Shkop gets coming.
No, that's what he said.
That's because, and that's what I'm trying to bring out. Why? Only because we said that we go back lima freya mikan lahaba. But that's a super duper lumnus. Let's look at it at face value. Okay, before we go to the super duper lumnus of Shimon Shkop, let's look at it at face value. We have here a person who's a nazir. He drinks wine. He drinks wine, and before he does anything, Bezin says, "You've done an avera. Come here, sir. We're going to give you malchus." If they get a hold of him, they give him malchus. There's no way you can undo the malchus. Nothing wrong. But let's say they do not get a chance to give him malchus. They do not get a chance to give him malchus until he already goes to the chacham and his mater neder. Let's assume. Maybe I'm wrong, but let's make the following argument. Let's assume that Bezdin, when they oiker the neder, only has the power to be oike the neder mikanu lahaba, pure mikanu lahaba. So you're no longer a nazir, but Bezin can still say to him, "But listen, you might not be a neder from the nazir mikanu lahaba, but in the past you definitely were a nazir, and you definitely did an avera, and you definitely deserve malchus. So therefore, we're going to give you malchus because we're going to go mikanu lahaba." But being that while Chacham is oiker and neder, when is Chacham is oiker the neder is the oiker the neder lima freya. So it turns out that you were never a nazir to begin with. If you were never a nazir to begin with, now if we want to give you malchus now today, we can't give you malchus. But if Bezin would have given you malchus yesterday, and then you would have come today and would have undone the Nazirus, even though Bezdin would be oiker the Nazirus l'mafreya, it doesn't matter. It's only l'mafreya mikanu lahaba. So what he's trying to introduce over here is there are three different possibilities in lumnus. Three possibilities in lumnus, and it has a very big nafkamina. There's being oiker l'mafreya mamish. If you oiker l'mafreya mamish, 100, really four different scenarios. If you, three. If you oiker l'mafreya mamish, Bezdin would never be able to give you malchus, never ever. Because every time you do an avera, if a nazir does an avera, and the avera is based upon the fact that he made a neder, and that neder is always potentially can be annulled, and if you do hold, you can be oiker neder l'mafreya, then Bezin can't give you malchus, because if we're going to go give you malchus, maybe you'll go tomorrow to the Bezin, you'll undo it, and then you're not a nazir, you did nothing wrong, so he can't give you malchus. If you hold that when you matter neder, it's only mikanu lahaba, you'll be punished for your avera forever and ever. If a person does an avera, is a nazir, he drinks wine, and he's guilty, and then 5 years later he is matter neder, it's not going to help him. It's only mikanu lahaba. Bezin, even in the future, even 20 years later, will be able to get a hold of him, take him, and give him malchus, because at the time when he made the neder, he was still. But if you hold, but Rav Shimon Shkop says it's somewhere in the middle. It's somewhere in the middle. Therefore, what is the advantage of being in the middle? That until you matter neder, we can get you. Until you matter neder, you're going to get malchus. But once you matter neder, it's l'mafreya. Mikanu l'haba, meaning that now, from the future, we can't punish you for an aver that you committed in the past. But the aver that you committed in the past, if you were punished in the past, that they were able to get you.
The difference is matter neder before Bezdin makes a decision, or after they make a decision for malchus.
It won't make a difference. That's what Rav Shimon Shkop is saying. It doesn't make a difference. Even if Bezdin makes a decision, we're going to give you malchus. We are going to give you malchus. And then he goes to be matter neder. And then he goes to be matter neder. So we say, according to Rav Shimon Shkop, we'll go l'mafreya. So you never were a nazir. You were never were a nazir, so now we can't give you malchus in the future anymore, because you never were a nazir, you did nothing wrong, you've undone the past. But that's only going to be true now. At the time when Bezin still has you in their possession, they can give you malchus, and you cannot argue, but in the future, I will go and be matir neder, and right now that will mean that I'm not doing anything wrong. You can't punish me right now. Bezin says, when you oiker limafreya, it only has an afkaminu mikanu lahaba, but it's not going to oiker limafreya 100%. So this is the lumnus of Shimon Shkab is introducing here, a very powerful lumnus, right. Three different levels of every time you learn a sugi and you go through an inyan of retroactive, there are many different examples in halacha of retroactive. There are three madregas in this sugya. There's Lemafreya Mamish, there is Mikanu Lahaba Mamish, and now we introduce this new Lamnisha Yisod. It's Lemafreya, but only has a practical application in Mikanu Lahaba. As long as you have not yet done, you have not yet undone it, Lemafreya, we look at it in the present as if it is a sure thing, and Bezin can legally punish you, and you cannot argue and say that since I can in the future undo a Lemafreya, I'm not subject to punishment at this point in time. When you undo it, then we'll undo it in Mikanu Lahaba, but we're not going to be able to undo a Lemafreya. This is the Yisod of Shimon Shkab. It's very, very big Chiddush. Well, so that's saying, we're saying you that that's saying, you're saying in the Brera, that's the chidlumness of Shem and Shkab. In the Brera, it's only an afkamin, only kan labo, you can't go back to Lemafreya. Okay, let's see how he follows. Shubachin al chichmi divin harash, and neder, harry dovish yeshla matirin, every neder is dovish yeshla matirin, muluchuri nesparish yeshla bikantos, umilam lohoye neder, ain't a dovish yeshla matirin. How could a neder be a davar sheyesh le matirin? Ela shein kan neder. It's not a neder old. Mehai taima hanishba levatel shavua sohar rishon lechala shua shni aval pishnishla shavua rishon shabi emes achshav donim lemafreya yochel shabi beemes achshav donim lemashon lemafreya yochel shua shni lochel ach b'shash shenishba beemes hoya shua cheres v'lohoy yochel leshua shni lochel. I'm not sure what that means.
He makes two shuas.
Yeah.
And the Gemara says the second shua is not chal.
Makes the second shvua is nachal.
Even
if he's shown the first shvua, because only mikanu lahaba. It's only
right because at the time that he made the second shvua,
the first shvua. Okay, same idea. Every time we go to my phrase, it's only mikanu lahaba. Ulufi zeh kasher donim al afara. Now we have a question on afara. Be emes b'shas afara hoy hakama. So here we're going to our situation over here as well. When the husband does the hafar be emes b'shas hafara hoya hakama, there was a hakama.
He first made the hakama.
He first, the wife makes a vow, and the husband says the vow should stand. And then the husband says, "I changed my mind. I want to be made for your vow." So when he says the hafar is nonsense. Why is the hafar nonsense? Because he already said that the vow should stand, but now he goes to the chacham, and he has the chacham undo the hakama l'mafreya. Ein mashmos l'hafara, ulechur yesh me'ashach raya shachacham chsenekar l'mafreya mamish. So he's trying to point out over here that Rav Shimon Shkab's lum, this is in contradiction to the shach. Okay, so we have over here machlokes between the shach and Rav Shimon Shkab. Do we say this? Because what was the shach's chiddush? The shach said, if a woman makes a vow and the husband says, your vow is to stand, your words shall stand, and then 5 minutes later he says, I want to annul your vow. It's too late for the husband to annul the vow when he already said that the vow should stand. He then goes 10 minutes later to the chacham, and he says to the chacham, I said that my wife's vow should stand. I want to undo it. The chacham says, okay, so let's undo it. He automatically undoes it. When he undoes it, the shach says, so automatically, once he undoes the hakama, automatically the hafara kicks in. Why does the hafara kick in? Even according to the lomnis of Shimon Shkab, once you undo something, it's only going to be undone mikanu lahaba. It's not going to be undone l'mafreya mamish, 100%. And if you want to say that the vow is going, the hafara is going to kick in, obviously that means that when you undo something 100%. So it appears that the shach disagrees with the lomnis of Rav Shimon Shkab. Now that will be problematic, because according to the shach, why then does a person ever get malchus when he is a nazir? Because since a person always has the option of going to the chacham to undo his nazirus, that should prevent the bezin from giving him malchus. The Amnam Hiksha of Shagoin of Shmuel Zovsky, Shemavur Beshut Rashba, Shemutu Laadam Lishois Beir, Shemnada Shaloi Yebo Biyamtif. A person is allowed to.
I'm not going to be in the city.
He makes a vow. He's allowed to stay in that city because he can be Oikirit Lamafreya. Ula Yishoil Biyamtif. Al haneder, and then when you're in the city, you'll be a shoyl on the neder. The ain oim, we're not going to say she'ovar al haneder b'tchilas yamtiv, b'mnei she'yodea she'atir lo, because you know v'chocham oikeres haneder lima freya. Even on yamtiv, even though you're not lechatchila supposed to only for the dvar mitzvah, you can be matir neder on yamtiv itself. So mavur shaloi oimim shirak mikan labo donim kilu nekar neder lima freya. Ela shabiamis lima freya nekar. So it comes out now that we have another problem, another raya, not like Rav Shimon Shkop. A person is in the city, he makes it out, I will not be in this city for Yomtif. You're allowed to be in the city for Yomtif as long as you plan on going to a Chacham at some point in time and handing mat to the Neder. Because when he's being mat to the Neder, he'll be mat to the Neder lima freya. It's as if you were never in this. You were as if you were never in the city to begin with. But what do you mean? According to Rav Shimon Shkop, just because you matter neder lima freya, that only has a nafkamina going forward. It does not totally undo a sin that was done in the past. So the fact that you allow the chatzil to remain in the city and rely upon the Torah stand that you're going to later on shows that when you matter neder, you are matter neder, you completely uproot something all the way back to the very, very beginning. So he goes on, the ayin b'shari b'shira agonim shem erzovski v'ayin v'ayod ayin v'ayodim v'zmanim shachich mikam rishonim shachachim ayin mikam l'habo l'mafreya. He wants to prove that many riots like the sheet of the Rav Shimon Shkop. Okay, one more paragraph. Oiker a neder mikan ule haba lemafreya, like Rav Shimon Shkop. Mikan ule haba, only that those are the terms of Rav Shimon Shkop. Rav Shimon Shkop's terms are you mikan ule haba. Okay, I'm not sure then. Let's either you. Okay, there's not my machlokes. The ayin divrei chayim shadon b'zeh imutu laver al nedev lismich al kach sheyishalach kach. Same shaila. The hella shekol ma shehiter harashba haynu kishetzoch lahatil tzoch tvar mitzvah. The oisal pi chacham. Heavy rayim imash sheisa sherav acha sherav acha shibesh esan neder esan noder. What's that? I don't know what that word is. Shemuter lavar al neder. V'osa b'haras rav acha. V'achakach sharkei b'tinei ad sheyatiu lo yas neder. Kedesh lo yavar al neder. V'lo yehani v'lo yehani amelo. V'ilu ho yemuter lavar al das sheyatiu lo malo l'chomator chazeh. Al ken yesh v'zeh iser af al pi sho'ikul l'mafreya. He wants to suggest is that this idea where you can be oikir lemafreya is only for a dvar mitzvah. He wants to say, but when you want to be oikir lemafreya not for a dvar mitzvah, then you have to take into consideration that you're doing, you cannot completely oikir lemafreya. Alright, I don't know more. Let's just leave with this lumnus. Lumnus, bottom line is we have here a lumnus from Rav Shimon Shkop. And the Shach, Machloikis, when a person is Mater Neder, we do know as a fact that the Chacham is Mater Neder L'mafreya. The question is, what does that mean? It means L'mafreya Mamish 100%. You're rewriting history? Or no, you're not rewriting history. You're undoing what was done in the past, but it only has a consequence for the future. Mikan hulba from the time when you mat the neder from going forward. The reason why it's critical to make use of that lumdus is because if you're not going to say that, how then will a person ever be held accountable for his actions right at the time when he does so? Because if you're going to say that a person always has the power to rewrite history, you can always say to Bezdin, don't hold me responsible. I can change history. I'll go to a chacham. be matter neder. It'll be like it never ever happened, never happened, so I'm not held accountable for my actions right now. Obviously, that's ridiculous. A person is held accountable for his actions right now. It's true, you'll be able to go to a chacham to be matter neder, it'll be yogalim afreir, but that's only going to have a consequence, mikanul haba, but not. So that is what Rav Shimon Shkab says, but you do see that Rav the Shach does not say like that, because the Shach says if a person does two things in succession, and the second thing cannot be chal because it's prevented by the first, and in the future you go and you undo it, so the second one automatically is triggered. That only works with the principle that when you oikos, then you can rewrite history. Another nafka min is a person... What? That's the very big problem that he's not addressing. That's a very big problem that he's not addressing over here. That according to Shach, how then can a person ever get malchus? He can always consider to the Bezdin that don't give me malchus because maybe one day I'll be matan neder, I'll be like I never was a nazir, so you can't give me malchus. According to the lomus of the Shach, when it comes to the case of the hafara, first the hakama, and then the hafara, and then you shul on the hakama, and he says automatically the hafara has been triggered, that works with the principle that you can rewrite history, and then you have exactly your question: how can a person get malchus? I can always change history. He does not answer that question.
Maybe you can't say the answer it. Is that enafanami. You're right. If he actually did the shaila, then
but right now we don't have to look into the future.
But we do not have to look
into the future.
Best and could paskin on what they see in front.
Right.
Okay. That's a chiddush.
It's a chiddush. Maybe open ended. At least with the same kol nidre once a year. That's what it's saying.
But it's true, the person does an Avera. So you always say this stuff, I'm going to do an Avera. Yeah, says, I'm going to do an Avera. I'll do Tshuva.
I'm drawing off. You have a year.
All right.
So, all right. So, okay. It's open-ended. I'll do that point.